We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Micham Yaakov ben Pitchos Elio. We are in Bechoris Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud. Hechoshed al Hashvias Eino Choshed al Hamasros. Hechoshed al Hamasros Eino Choshed al Hashvias. Says the Mishnah, a person who's suspect of planting during the Shemitah year or not treating his Shemitah produce with the proper kedusha, the proper laws, we don't have to assume that he's not careful in the laws of Maaser Sheni. So, for example, a person goes to buy something from someone, he makes sure he knows he's chashad on Shemitah. So he's not going to buy from him in the Shemitah. He's going to buy from him in the first year, second year, fourth year, fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. When there's, it's not Shemitah produce. But during the first, second and fourth year, there could be Maaser Sheni produce that's in there. And he didn't tell you, and maybe he has to be brought to Yerushalayim, that you don't have to worry about at all. You have to, he may be an Amaretz. I have to separate Maaser just in case, because that's what we do with Demai when we buy from an Amaretz. Even though we know they separated Truma, that's fine. Majority separate Maaser as well, but out of a Safek, the Chachamim said we should separate Maaser from Demai. But once again, it's not the Shemitah year, so I don't have to worry about him because he's only chashad on Shemitah. I don't have to worry that there's Maaser Sheni produce that's mixed in that needs to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And the same thing is true the other way. A person who's chashad ala Maasros, not careful with Maaser Sheni, he's not chashad on Shemitah. And the reason for this both ways is because each one has a chumrah that the other one does not. So Maaser Sheni, as an example, can only be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. So maybe this guy is very lazy. So the one who's chashad on Maaser Sheni, he's just a lazy person, so he doesn't want to bring his produce to Yerushalayim. So therefore, he mixes the Maaser Sheni is mixed in. So I have to be concerned about Maaser Sheni, but I don't have to worry about Shemitah. Shemitah he takes very seriously. Shemitah, okay, he's Shemitah fruit we have to treat in a certain way. It doesn't mean it can't be eaten. Just have to be treated with kedusha. Doesn't take any effort. Certainly have to go and schlep anywhere with it. So maybe such a person is only chashad on Maaser Sheni, not chashad on Shemitah. And the reverse is also true. A person who's suspect on Shemitah may be because there's no pidyon, which means you can't exchange it for, if you exchange Shemitah produce for coins, what happens? You transfer the Kedusha on to coins, the coins are also Kadosh. They have to be treated with Shemitah sanctity as well. That's not true when it comes to Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, you can redeem onto coins, there is pidyon, and the coins can be brought to Yerushalayim, and the produce can be released from their Kedusha. So since each one has a Chumrah, we don't have to be concerned if you suspect on one, that he would be suspect on the other. Hechoshed al zeh v'al zeh, choshed al ataros. But the Mishnah says, a person who's suspect on Shemitah and Maaser, we certainly have to assume that he's suspect to sell food that is tamei and call it tahor and claim that it's tahor. And the reason for this is that where there's the potential that it's this tuma derabanan, so that plenty of things that are tummy only derabanan. So if we have someone who's chashed to violate, to suspect on doraisas like Shemitah and Maaser Sheni, he certainly we have to be concerned about taros, about where things may be tummy on a derabanan level. But v'yeshe usha chashed ala taros v'eno chashed lo al zeh v'lo al zeh. But you can have someone who maybe not cautious with the laws of Tumah Derabanan, and therefore we suspect him on the Lord. Maybe what he has, he claims his Torah is really Tumah, but only Tumah Derabanan, so that's why he claims that it's Torah. But he would never be suspect on Shemitah or Maaser Sheni, which are D'oraisa. And then the Mishnah says, Zeha Klal is usually a summary of the general rule of the Mishnah, and often it comes to add something, but this Mishnah, this Zeha Klal is a little bit different. It certainly is implicit from that which we just said, but it's not a summary of what we just said. Zachal, this is the general rule. Kol hechashed ala davar lo dono velo miido. Anyone who suspect on something is not permitted to testify about that, or to judge about that. The Rambam, however, writes in Hilchos Shemitah Pereches Halacha Yud Zayin the following: Kol hechashed al davar. Anyone who suspect on something, Afal pisha eino neman al shel atzmo. Even though he's not believed on something that belongs to him, neman hu al shel acherim. But he can testify and judge on behalf of someone else. Just because in that area he may be suspected for himself, for his own, but a produce, let's say, as an example, but to testify someone else is okay. Why? Chazaka ein adam chote lachem. We have a chazaka. We say people have a presumptive status that they're not going to sin if it's not for their own benefit. It's only going to bet someone else. Person who's suspected on something, he can judge or testify about that issue as long as it's about someone else. Perakei Mishnah Aleph. Kol psulei hamukdashim nimkarin ba'itlis v'nishkatin ba'itlis. Psulei hamukdashim refers to karbanos that can't be brought on the Mizbech anymore because they're disqualified, unless they have a mum. So we're going to distinguish between regular psulei hamukdashim and a bechor and master behemah. And we'll see why there's a difference. So when you have psulei hamukdashim, you have animals that were designated for a karban but now became unfit for whatever reason. So the Mishnah here says you're allowed to sell them in the marketplace, and they can be slaughtered in the marketplace. Now, why would I have thought you should not be able to do so? So the answer is to sell something that used to be a carbon in the marketplace, so that may be somewhat degrading to the animal, degrading to kutchim, really. You know, the animal probably doesn't care, but the Beis HaMikdash would care. It's degrading something that was a carbon now just to have it sold and slaughtered in the market. Maybe would have thought we should not do that. So the Brach Teruah explains, kutchim shenafal bahem mum, imochin osan biyoker, tovasana lehekteshu. He says, but there's something gained. And the reason why we allow you to do this, maybe a little bit demeaning to the karbanos, is because you're going to get a higher price. When sold in the marketplace, things are often auctioned, and you get the best buyer, and you're able to get the highest price. And that way, hektesh ends up gaining. So therefore, Hilkach and Karim Be'itzlis, that's why we'll allow you to sell them in the marketplace. Dehainu shuk shemochem abasar chulin, mishamnin kar biyocher. And the Mishnah says, v'neshchatin ba'itzlis, they can be shechted as well there publicly, v'neshkolim bilitra, and they can be weighed by the litra. Litra is just a weight, is the belt put on the scale. That's the weight you put on one side, and then you sell, and then you weigh the meat on the other side. That may be also a little bit degrading. But once again, because it's done because you're using this litra, so here we're going to try to get the proper price, says the Bar Tanura. The way the butchers normally sell, b'sar chulim, shemitoch sheicholim, dimitoch sheicholim l'macho b'yoker, because you could sell them for a higher price. Mosifin bidamin kishepodim osam min hahektesh. So what's about to know, mean? When you sell it, where's the money going? You're keeping the money. But the point is that when you redeem it from Hektesh, you are going to be willing to give Hektesh more money for redemption because you know you'll be able to get a higher price when you sell it in the marketplace. So therefore, Hektesh ends up gaining as well. So that's when it comes to regular Psulei HaMukdashim. But Chutz Min HaBechor and HaMaiser. But Bechor and Maiser are an exception. There we say we should not sell them in the marketplace. Shech them in the marketplace. Have them weighed with a literal weight on the other side. Shana Yasan Labalim. Because who ends up gaining? Only the owner, says the Bar Tanura to explain. If you get a higher price, who gains? Only the owner. A bechor hanas or the kohen, because we know who comes to a bechor, hektesh is not getting anything. The hana goes to the kohen. The basar bechor nech, basar bechor nech halachal adam. V'hakohen molchor v'notol damav. What happens? A kohen can sell the bechor. It doesn't have to be by the kohen. He owns it, but who gets the money? He gets the money. No one's getting, hektesh is not getting anything. And therefore, umishum hanas hedyo, just because of an ordinary person, not hektesh, ordinary person getting hana, lo mizazulim, of the kachim, we're not going to degrade the karbanos, the bechor, to have it sold in the marketplace. Where should it be sold? He can sell it, but it should be done in his house. Even though people won't jump at it, it's not going to be auctioned, you're not going to get the highest price, and that's regarding selling in the marketplace. What about weighing them? Vanish colon belitra elabomen. And also, we don't use this exact weight. We use an estimation. The miyasidim is a little bit of a loss, less than, but we don't really care about that. So that's what the Mishnah says. Chutz min habachur min hamaser, shanayasan lebailim, as opposed to psulei hamukdashin, hanayasan lehektesh. And then the Mishnah concludes B'shoklin mana k'neged mana b'abachor. When it comes to a bachor, we do allow you to do the following. The meat of the bachor, we said you can't weigh by using the special literal weight opposite on the opposite side of the scale where you're putting the meat, but the Kohen, as we said, of course, sells it in his house, but he can weigh a portion of the Bechor meat against opposite another piece of meat that you know its weight, so that you're not going to use the special literal weight, but you use another piece of meat that you know it's a particular weight to put that on the other side of the scale. That is acceptable, but that's only true. The Mishnah says when it comes to a Bechor, says the Bar Tanura, that there's a difference. Avol Maser Ein Shoklin Mane Keneged Mane, that you're not permitted to do. Because then it looks like you're selling it. So what? So there's a difference between the language of Pidyon and the language of Yigael. We assume Pidyon means just redemption. Yigael means selling it all. So when it comes to a Bechor, since you're allowed to sell a Bechor, so then we're allowed to wait as long as you're not using the special literal way. When it comes to Masa Behemoth, it says Lo Yigael can't be sold at all. So if that's the case, it can't be sold at all. You should not be doing something that makes it look like you're selling. And that would be true even when you're doing Mana Keneged Mana, one portion of meat versus the portion of meat of the Masa Behemoth. That much we would not do by Masa Behemoth. By Bechor, though, we allow it.